morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is July 27th, 2021. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the amazing Siobhan Duncan. So let's get your day going with a little magic. And can I also just say shout out to Siobhan for like 2 seconds? She is so amazing and wonderful. I shared a little tidbit of a secret on the Facebook group that I'm not quite ready to share here yet. And she's just always ready to swoop in and like be helpful. And I love her. I love all you guys. I love everyone. Our quote of the day is, summer afternoon, to me, those that have always been the two most beautiful words in the English language. By Henry James. So what am I drinking today? I shared this yesterday, but I have been drinking Moon Cycle Mood Manager Tea. It is from the website, thetwigandfeather.com. Definitely check it out. I've been having really bad anxiety lately, so I'm trying to cut back on my caffeine intake and enjoy this herbal non-caffeinated tea. So do you long for something delicious and soothing in that week leading up to the beginning of your cycle each month? And here's the thing, I'm not leading up to my cycle, but I still need the comfort of this tea. This tea has lemon balm, chamomile, rose, cardamom, yum, cinnamon, and oat straw. So you may be asking yourself, oat straw, I don't hear about that quite as often as like peppermint and chamomile. So what is the deal with oat straw? Well, I'm so glad you asked because I'm going to tell you. This comes to us from sungodmedicinals.com. Oat straw. So oat straw is one of the oldest plant foods we have record of consuming. It is packed with nutrients such as vitamins and minerals and has been modified to fit our ever-changing dietary demands for centuries. Oat straw is based is the base of most modern carbohydrates we consume, but there are varieties that researched have shown to provide a variety of medicinal benefits from cognitive wellness to blood sugar regulation. Oats are an herbal ally not to be missed. So let's get into some folklore and then we'll talk about how you can use it. Oats have been around for centuries as a whole plant food in the medicinal preparations. Some of the first recorded meals, such as gruels and porridges, were based around the stripping and cooking of this plant. Baths of oat were taken to soothe rashes, burns, and aching muscles. American native uses. Oat was commonly used for the base of many meals to increase vitality and stamina of those that consumed them regularly, and it was also used to remedy mental and physical exhaustion, insomnia, digestive upset, and to help regulate a balanced blood sugar level. So yeah, you can make them into a tea, like how I'm drinking it today, with 1 tablespoon per cup of warm water. All right, so moving into some headlines, the Good Witch TV show has been canceled. No season 8 for Hallmark Channel TV series. So this comes to us from tvseriesfinale.com. After 13 years of movies and TV shows, magic is leaving the town of Middleton. Hallmark Channel has decided to end the Good Witch series, so there won't be an 8th season. The series finale airs on Sunday, July 25th. So yeah, apparently the ratings were just really bad. I guess the last season, their viewership went down by 30%. And I know the people who really, really like The Good Witch really like The Good Witch. For me personally, I had nothing against the series itself. But Hallmark is a traditionally Christian-ran network. And I don't love... I don't know. I just don't love witches being portrayed by people who want there to be no witches. You know what I mean? It always made me feel kind of icky. I did watch the first few movies before I kind of picked up on that fact. But, and it's cute and it's really wholesome and adorable, and I get it. I mean, I do, but I really couldn't bring myself to watch it. Knowing, I don't know, just knowing the company behind it. So it's unfortunate though, because I know people who did really, really enjoy it. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, July 27th. The waning gibbous moon continues to mermaid its way through the Pisces ocean today. Here, the moon conjuncts Neptune and trines Mercury. Today is a day for raindrops and roses and whiskers on kittens, for strawberry fields forever, for going through the looking glass. It's not a day that is anchored in any real way to reality. Today is a day to find the fantastical in the ordinary. Mercury is begging us to share these reveries, to speak poetry, to feel in metaphors. It's not a day for logic and reasoning. It's a day to let go and let spirit guide your hand. Your daily moon mantra is, "You have to dream before your dreams can come true." This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
This episode is brought to you by Chiffon Duncan Illustration. The artist behind the Witch Daily Oracle is now offering prints and cards at shifdraws.com/shop. SIOBH draws.com/shop. And just for our coven of listeners, use code WITCH at checkout for 15% off your order. Be sure to follow along on Instagram and TikTok at Shuff Draws for more spellbinding sketches. Right, so we have a question from listener Brianna. Brianna says, "Hi Tanya, I'm curious of ways I can make a travel altar on the go. I'm constantly running and rarely get time to slow down. I have an altar set up at home dedicated to Persephone, but never have time to sit with it. I forget to keep up with it when the seasons change, refreshing herbs, water, and hate feeling like I'm neglecting it. Do you have any advice on some ways I can take care of a small version and take a small version with me? Maybe to the park, on my lunch breaks, or to keep in my bag. Thanks." Oh my gosh. So, yes, there are a ton of ways. There's a whole niche of Etsy shops dedicated towards this. But yes, travel altars. Very, very common thing you can get. I'm going to explain to you how to make one, or if you want to buy one, but make one. You know, why not? Okay, so here's what you need. You need like an Altoids tin, you know, those little metal tins, an Altoids tin, and then you put in there the things you feel like you need the most. Now, if it is an altar dedicated to Persephone, you need to find like maybe a little trinket or a little charm or something tiny that represents Persephone to you. And it can be anything. So you want to have something that represents your deity. You can put in a little tea candle or a little birthday candle. You can put in a little thing of matches. And then if you want to do like a traditional altar, you would want something that represents earth, air, fire, water. So earth, it can be a rock. Water, I'm trying to think of what could fit in an Altoids can that's water. I'll think of something. Air, you can do a tiny little bell or like a little chime. And then for fire, I mean, you have your matches, right? Or incense, you can have like a little incense cone. And then what would represent water? Maybe like a seashell, right? Okay, so it all fits in the Altoid can. And then what's nice is if you do decide you want to light your candle, you can always light the bottom of your little birthday candle, stick it to the Altoids tin, and then you can light your candle and then burn it without worrying about cleanup. So yeah, there are a lot of little travel altars people make and sell on Etsy, so you can check that out. But if you are aiming it towards a deity, I think it's a great idea to make your own. You can even make tiny little bundles of herbal sticks to put in there. I'm just imagining all of those TikTok videos of people making tiny foods. So maybe you can just make, or you can just go the complete other way and just make really tiny versions of everything. But yeah, there's a lot you can do. And what's nice is like an Altoids tin is really, it's something you can always have on you. It doesn't look weird if someone's going through your bag. And it's a really nice way for, like you said, on your lunch break, you go to the park, you want to have a little connection moment. I think that's a really, really nice way to do that. So, what a great question, Brianna. Oh my gosh, I don't think we've brought up travel altars at all on this show, and we've been going for almost 2 years. All right, so we have a. What is this? Is this a witch one? I think it's a witch one. This comes to us from listener Sandra. Sandra says, "Good morning, witches. I was getting ready for work and I was feeling sluggish. I really wanted to stay home. If my manager really wants to help me, she will have someone else vacuum the second or third floors so I could do more on the first floor and not have to rush." I guess that's what she was thinking or really wanting as she was sluggishly moving through her morning. She says, "When I got to work, my manager tells me she's gonna have someone else vacuum the second and third floor for me. What a win." That is a win. That's nice. I'm really enjoying a lot of these practical daily witch wins. We got our donut yesterday. Today we get less work at work. That's great. All right, witches. So let's share a little magic. We're going to talk about navigating interfaith relationships today. This comes to us from the July 2021 issue of Which Way magazine, and it was written by writer Tiana Sisala. So, navigating an interfaith relationship can be both difficult and rewarding. So, while there are many pagans and witches in the world today, most people are not pagan or into witchcraft. Because of this, the likelihood of ending up dating someone of the same faith or practice is kind of slim. If you get lucky, you may end up in a relationship with somebody who holds similar beliefs to your own, but it is okay if you don't. In fact, I would say that sometimes it's even better if you don't. Let me throw in a little note here. Sometimes I forget because I do surround myself with like-minded people, which most people do. You tend to surround yourself naturally with people who have similar, beliefs and ideas, and that's just it's human nature, right, to do that. So I was listening to a podcast. I got really into a podcast recently. I won't name it, but I saw it on TikTok. I decided to binge it, and I binged like the whole thing, like while I was working last week. And sometimes I forget that there are people who are still so close-minded to other religions or practices or beliefs because I guess someone had written in about, I guess they were talking, actually they were talking about Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which I think we talked about yesterday. And they're basically saying like, oh, they won't watch it because the devil's in it. And that's like, ugh, and that's dark and gross. Like it was just like really, really kind of it was just I don't know. It was just really strange. And then I thought back to episodes I had been listening to, and anytime there was something brought up about like people who practice maybe anything occultish or witchy, or I didn't realize how Christian-minded the hosts were. And that's fine. It was totally fine to be Christian-minded, but the general attitude of ew. Ew, I don't like that. About anything that, about any belief system that wasn't Christian blew my mind, and it really hit me because that's just not what I'm used to. I've grown up around academics. Most of my witchy friends are academics. So we're used to learning about other cultures and ideas and faiths and beliefs. And the first thing you're taught, I think it was sociology, the first thing you're taught is to take away the ew, what is that factor when looking at other cultures that are not of your own. So I think it's really easy to think, well, no, like there's so many witches and pagans out there. I'm sure I'll end up with one, but I do think our bubble's a little smaller than we think or than we realize. So I think this is a great opportunity to talk about interfaith relationships because you may find yourself, like I did. I listened to hours of these people talk, not realizing that they, I knew they were Christian. I didn't care. I just didn't realize how anti everything else they were. And it really kind of spooked me. So it was just a definitely a wake up call for me that not everyone in the world is down for the witchy stuff, you know? So I'm going to continue. First, I want to disclaim I didn't start my relationship with the labels I now openly identify with: pagan, Wiccan, witch, gardnerian. I started out more as someone who considered myself to be deeply spiritual with no official title. I never quite knew where I fit in. I simply knew I wasn't Christian or any Abrahamic religion. I toyed with Eastern religion, but never really resonated with the ideologies. So when I came to paganism and witchcraft, my boyfriend was right there with me as I discovered it all. Secondly, my boyfriend is what he calls himself a progressive Christian. He obviously has strong faith in his beliefs, and he also despises religion for profit and what he calls mick churches, and therefore doesn't attend church. I consider myself very fortunate in that my boyfriend has always been supportive of me in whatever I wanted to do. Now, it is important to remember that relationships are not one size fits all. What works for me and my relationship may not work for you and your relationship. Mine may be more open or less open. However, if you are in a place where you feel it is possible to reach a point of tolerance and even acceptance with your partner, I highly recommend it. Now, those who follow Abrahamic religions may be more open to the idea of paganism than you would imagine. In fact, surprisingly, I have found that my atheist friends and those who consider themselves spiritual but not religious are sometimes less open than my most Christian friends or Catholic friends. Of course, my mom, a born-again Christian, isn't open at all, but we have more of a don't ask, don't tell kind of policy, and that's fine with me. If you are discovering your path, I encourage you to have conversations and be open with your partner about your process. Discuss your thoughts and doubts with them. You don't have to divulge your every thought, especially because religion can and often is a very private experience. But be as honest as you can when you do share things. I wasn't always so open, and I can speak from experience that it came back to haunt me in very unpleasant ways later. For anyone in a relationship who plans to stay in that relationship for an extended and foreseeable future, honesty is the best policy. Of course, as a gardnerian, there are certain things I cannot share with my partner, but I do my best to share what I can and to build trust, acceptance, and tolerance whenever possible. Bearing any oaths you've taken, the conversation of religion and spiritual practices should be an open conversation. And if it's not, it may be time to question why you're in the relationship. If you are in an interfaith relationship with someone of another religion, you may enjoy the podcast, The Christian and the Witch. So, yeah, my big belief is, and she says it, where does she say it? Where does she say it? She said something that like really hit the nail on the head for me and what I feel like should be a relationship. She says, I consider myself very fortunate in that my boyfriend has always been supportive of me and whatever I wanted to do. That should be it. That should be it. You don't have to get people who agree with you, who practice the same way, who believe the same way, but they should support you wanting to find enlightenment, wanting to find happiness. Yeah, I think that was really a nice article. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give some shout-outs. The first one is to Brienne Petite. Brienne, you loyal, opulent Valkyrie queen. I also want to give a shout-out to listener Ashley Lan. Ashley, you glowing, glittery muskox. And finally, Nicole Lilly. Nicole, you sparkling, glittery spider queen. And we do have a card pull before we leave. The Witch Daily Oracle. Our card today is the Rose. It is about reputation, face, and self-esteem. Timing, it can move quickly. Yes or no, it is a yes. It was contributed by Michael Herkes. Beautiful or thorny, the rose represents beauty being in the eye of the beholder. How are you seen? How do you see yourself? Question your reputation and if how you see yourself aligns with how others see you. Love reading. Focus on loving, understanding, and communicating with your partner or prospective partners. Career reading. Do your higher-ups see you the way you want to be seen? And health reading. Are you being open and honest about what's happening on the inside to those who need to know? All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. Hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find the Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.